Coming Home by Rosamund Pilcher, read by Rowena Cooper. Part 1. 1935. The Porthcurris Council School stood halfway up the steep hill which climbed from the heart of the little town to the empty moors which lay beyond. It was a solid, Victorian edifice, built of granite blocks, and had three entrances, marked boys, girls, and infants, a legacy from the days when segregation of the sexes was mandatory. It was surrounded by a tarmac playground and a tall wrought-iron fence, and presented a fairly forbidding face to the world. But on this late afternoon in December, it stood fairly ablaze with light, and from its open doors streamed a flood of excited children, laden with boot bags, book bags, balloons on strings, and small paper bags filled with sweets. They emerged in small groups, jostling and giggling, and uttering shrieks of cheerful abuse at each other, before finally dispersing and setting off for home. The reason for the excitement was twofold. It was the end of the winter term, and there had been a school Christmas party. Singing games had been played, and relay races won up and down the assembly hall, with beanbags to be snatched and delivered to the next person in the team. The children had danced Sir Roger de Coverley, to music thumped out on the tinny old school piano, and eaten a tea of splits and jam, saffron buns, and fizzy lemonade. Finally, they had lined up, and one by one had shaken Mr. Thomas, the headmaster, by the hand, wished him a Merry Christmas, and been given a bag of sweets. It was a routine that was followed every year, but always happily anticipated and much enjoyed. Gradually, the noisy outflux of children was reduced to a trickle, the late leavers, those delayed by a search for missing gloves or an abandoned shoe. Last of all, as the school...